On Alabama Livestock News, I'm a Southeast AgNet. Cattle producers across the state are well aware of the Market News Service and what it does for many of their operations. And David Garcia, OSE for the Livestock Grain Market News Office in Alabama, said they have some changes that will soon take place, which he feels will benefit producers.
What we're going to do is we're going to revamp the guidelines on how we do our market reports, try to tighten up price spreads so that the information that we put out, the numbers, the weighted average prices, hold a little bit more meaning. It gives the buyer and the seller a little bit better idea of exactly where the market's heading or where it's at for that particular day.
Garcia said another change includes them getting more involved in board sales.
The board sales have grown quite a bit compared to the previous years. 09 compared to 08, we went from roughly 22,000 head of board sale cattle to 44,000 head. So we are looking at ways to improve how we report that. We're looking to show how board sale cattle bring in a premium. You know, buyers can go and buy a load of cattle instead of sitting at a sale barn buying one at a time. There are some good points to buying at board sales, and that's one of the things that we're looking to emphasize a little bit more this year, just to show not only is it important to sell at the local market, but there are other options available as well.
He said their staff stays busy reporting on 21 different markets each week, but as soon as they have the information in the office, they work hard to get it right back out for producers to have. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.